absolutely. So rain's been a really big issue this year. I guess I don't want to call it an issue. We've had a good rainfall occurrence every single week so far, pretty much. And it varies anywhere from a couple of tenths to a couple of inches, depending on where you're at in the state. So it started out pretty heavy in the May month, and it really delayed planting. Fields just took a really long time to get dried out. And just when they would get dried out, it seemed like we'd get another rainfall event that'd kick us right back out of the field. So there wasn't really any good long days of stretching until the very end of May for planting reasons. Obviously, when we get those heavy rainfall incidents happening right after we plant, we can see some soil cresting issues, typically a bigger issue in soybeans than in corn. And we did see a decent handful of that down here. So there was some replant beans that went in fairly early, as far as late May, early June. And then there's just been some pop-up systems as well that have been some localized hail incidences, some wind events, things like that, that have tried their best to get the corn and soybeans down, but for the most part we've been pretty lucky and pretty fortunate, and things have held out pretty well. So really we're just dealing with an excess of moisture in our area, and driving through or past fields on the roads, you can even see some drowned out spots, and that's just kind of the way Mother Nature dealt the cards this year. So we're just kind of taking it in stride.